Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now, here's the deal. This man came on the show on Monday and told you what was going to happen. If you took your money and you made your move, make your move. If you made your move, then right now, you're very satisfied with what happened last night. If you didn't make your move, you should be kicking yourself. And also, he doesn't shy away after a loss. Mm-mm. He is ready. He is ready to accept this. He will say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" After he takes a little ass whipping in this segment. That's all.
I think Lebo's more anxious to come. He wants to be in studio. Let me tell you,
this is what we call.
They got another one coming Saturday.
This is what's happening right here. This is the airing of grievances. I will go first, then Nate will say something, and then Lebo, you will have the remainder. Let me go first. Missouri, again, looked like the players and the coaches had never seen the 2-3 zone ever at any level. But I will say that it was very impressive the way they dribbled the basketball for 30 seconds before throwing it away. Every possession down the stretch.
It's an interesting strategy. Yeah.
Right. Right. And so thank you for putting me through that. And very excited now. Anytime Missouri plays any team from Mississippi. Now all time, Missouri is 3-15 against Ole Miss. And so
They are a power.
Well, they are. And now they just got to work on what happens next time a team plays a 2-3 zone. Because I'm thinking – I'm going to go ahead and guess that they might see that coming up real soon. Nate Bucati, complain about something, and then Todd Lebo will have center stage.
I didn't think KU did anything wrong yesterday. I blame the refs 100%. I'm just kidding. I don't know even what I would be mad at the refs about. How about this? You have a wide-open dunk with a 6'10 guy right under the basket. You'd like to think you can convert that more often than not, but that didn't happen. You have one of your best players with a wide-open lane to the basket, and you'd like to think that he can hold on to the ball to at least attempt a layup, but he couldn't do that. No. You get 21 shots at what they call a free throw because that's an unguarded shot, and you'd like to think you can make more than 57% of those.
The fact that at the end, Texas did what some people say to do, to foul.
They fouled.
So the strategy is make the first. Mm-hmm. And then miss the second. But
if you miss the first.
Let's miss the first.
Miss the first, yep. And let's get right to it.
Let's miss the first. And have it be a 1-1, because how on earth could anyone be in the bonus of a game in the overtime? I don't know.
Well, see the refs. I told you.
Now, I want you to be honest, Todd.
Yes.
When you appeared on the show on Monday and you suggested that Oklahoma might lose to Kansas State last night, were you just being a smartass and just saying that, or did you really believe in your Oklahoma heart that the Sooners were in trouble in Manhattan?
I believed in my Oklahoma heart that they were in trouble. And I doubled down yesterday because at the end of my appearance on The Zone with Jason and Corey, I actually bet Corey Anderson lunch straight up that we would lose. So he owes me a lunch. On Oklahoma.
Hey, is Konzo going to refuse to go on with Jason anymore because the name of the show is The Zone?
Whoa!
Thank you. You're welcome.
Sorry, I just can't get on.
That was a good one.
I'm not bitter. Why do you say that? I'm fine with everything. I love it all.
You know
Let's
what?
It's
you know
sports.
What? He said The Zone. I'll pass. Bam! I'll dribble. Dribble.
So I will give you a reading from my text messages.
Oh,
Saturday, 8:55 a.m. from Lance Sandage.
My lawyer, Lance. He's your personal attorney.
He says, "You know we're going to lose to Iowa State tonight." This was Saturday. I said, "Probably so." And K-State, too, this week. He said, "That won't happen." So Lance didn't think that would happen. But on Saturday, I was like, they're losing one of these games. And they had a 20-point lead against Iowa State, trailed afterwards, and they ended up winning the game. But here's the deal.
Wait, who's more negative about this basketball team, you or Lance?
Lance is more negative. He hashtag Fire Lon 2021 last night.
They were top 10 team. You guys were 7 in the country.
So you got a hashtag?
Fire Lon. Is that hashtag getting a lot of steam?
No, it wasn't on the internet. It was just in our...
Just to the text thread?
Just to the text
that's
thread.
Still good. I don't care where it was. It's great.
I like when you hashtag something to your friends on a text thread. You know?
He said, I said, He says, hashtag FireLawn 2021, and I said, I'm in. And he says, how do you go out on a good year and lose to that team? Say what you want, but K-State owns us.
Doesn't he always struggle in Manhattan, Lon Kruger?
9 in a row, okay? He has not beaten Bruce Weber in Manhattan. Here's the deal. He went up there with the number one team in the country, a team that went to the Final Four with Buddy Hield and lost to a team that won 5 Big 12 games and got drummed up there.
But that's, you know, okay, Bill Self always loses in Stillwater. It just
kind of
happens.
Maybe something to it. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like the analogy I was going to use. But here's the deal. It's no big problem to lose to K-State. K-State shared the league twice in this run with Bruce Weber. It's not a problem to lose to those teams. But when you're number one in the country and your team's going to go to the Final Four and you lose to a 5-13 K-State team up there by 11, you got something wrong in that building for you. And then this K-State team now is not good. We know that. But somehow they were able to throw 7 of them into the hole from 3. They couldn't have made 7 3-pointers against Kansas.
It wasn't they. It was one guy, Mike McGurl.
He made most of them. But yeah. Mike McGurl shot shots against Kansas, too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You maybe don't remember this earlier this year. I think it was the first time DeCourcy was on. And either you were gone or Steven was gone. And I was in here. And I said, is it good to give up 19 made threes to Xavier? And he said, no, that's not good.
Xavier, I feel like you knew the answer to that question.
Xavier, yeah, I like how you needed confirmation for that. Xavier, like you needed to talk to our – we have a limited amount of time with one of the finest college basketball insiders
Xavier
that the nation
shot
has to offer,
better,
and that's what you ask him.
Yeah,
Xavier,
what I want to know.
Xavier shot better from 3 than 2 against Oklahoma, all right? Iowa State stinks out loud. They're not good. They made 16 threes against Oklahoma 2 weeks ago. So people who think, and they've said this stuff, oh, they're playing tougher, and I think they do play tougher. They occasionally will dive for a ball on the ground. They will do these things. There was none of that last night up there. They were just kind of running around. Austin Reeves is a really good player. Without him, they might have lost by 15 points last night. And he got himself a technical in the first half and had to sit.
I'll tell you what, if anybody for K-State could throw it in the ocean besides McGurl, they would have won that game away.
Absolutely.
Because they had so many wide open looks.
Yeah, now part of the thing is you leave guys open who can't shoot.
Right.
That's one of the things Coach Self said this last week. So we've gotten ourselves in trouble with our own scouting report because we leave some guys open that can't shoot. All of a sudden, they can kind of shoot if you leave them wide open occasionally on these teams. I think Oklahoma's okay. They're the number 7 team in the country because someone has to be number 7. The Royals needed an opening day starter from 2004 to 2007, so they had an opening day starter because there was a game on opening day. When they rank these teams, a lot of the really good teams that are supposed to be up there are horrible this year. So that means there's a bunch of fodder up there. It's a joke. We've been talking about Texas Tech. They've been a top 10 team. They're no good.
Yeah.
Is West Virginia some great team? No, we know Kansas is just kind of Kansas looks like Tech and Oklahoma and West Virginia. They're all just okay. Someone just has to be number 7. I'll say this. I think college basketball is so bad this year. Think back to like the 08 year when 4 number 1 seeds made the tournament. There was some great college basketball teams in those years. That was like, you know, unbelievable college basketball teams running around. Number 7 this year, I don't know. Number 35 in 2008, maybe. I mean, talent-wise, something like that. So you're just number 7 because you're number 7. It's not the same as watching college basketball from a few years ago.
It's so true. I mean, even last night, I was watching the KU-Texas game thinking to myself, this is a fun game to watch. I'm entertained.
There were some runs.
I'm entertained. There's some good athleticism out there. There's some intensity on the court. Both these teams are really trying to win. But it wasn't like the quality of play was real good. I mean,
well,
David McCormick couldn't hold on to
dunks and a drop layup. And Stevens mentioning not even understanding how to attack a zone and throwing the ball away, and there was I don't know how many times
a lot of dribbles.
Oklahoma just
a lot of good dribbles.
Dribbled the ball and threw it away. You know, I mean, K-State didn't play great last night.
No, they didn't. No, there was one play, and I can't remember which guy it was for K-State who took a 3 from the right wing, And he stood with the follow-through and admired it as he started backpedaling down the court. And, of course, he missed it short, and the rebound came right back to where he was.
Yeah.
And it would have
so
been
what's
like
the problem?
An off. Well, a few things. Number one, you're taught to follow your shot. Number two,
I don't know if they are anymore.
They always say that like the shooter is the guy that should have the best idea where the rebound's going to go, because you should know if it came off your hand, is it short or not?
He's like, nah, I peered that one, baby. I got it. Dude, I don't
did
know
he turn he, around and like look for the camera?
And the third thing was like, you guys goodness. Haven't made a shot all year.
I
you
saw
know, like, what
good
are you...
shooters for Oklahoma throw air balls up from three last night. Brady Manick, who has been on Oklahoma for 17 years, but it's only four, he is worse now than when he was a freshman. He was a freshman when Trae Young was there. By the way, Trae Young went up and lost in Manhattan too, badly, but... Brady Manick was
this Manhattan
like,
is really bothering Lebo.
Brady Manick looked like someone who you're got. Boy, this guy's going to be a problem for people because he's a 4-year player, maybe five if you want him back or not. Ask Lance if he wants Brady back for a fifth. I don't think he does. But
he wants him out with Kruger.
Huh? Take them all go. And he wants the 5-star safety and the transfer portal to go away too. I mean, he's just mad at everything. But so like Brady Manick had legit had COVID this year, so he was like. Mm-hmm. Recovering from it and had symptoms and all that stuff, and he's just not the same. But he was someone who you thought, wow, this guy's scoring 10 points a game as a freshman. He's going to, and he scored like 14 points a game as a sophomore and a junior. He's back to 10 now. He can't make layups. He can't make three-pointers. He's just no good.
Okay, here's the thing that I guess I'm worried about, and as a lifelong college basketball fan, raised on going to the Big 8 tournament and love the sport. I'm really hoping this is a COVID year situation.
Hopefully.
But like when we have Jarrett Sutton on and he talks about the G League and all the progress it's making and the players that are going there instead of going to college basketball.
Well, basketball may just be kind of
well, and this
not
transfer
great.
This transfer portal thing I think is a real issue because we've talked about like players under Bill Self, they get so much
better.
Under Bruce Weber, they do. The players get
generally
better.
Generally under Lon Kruger, except for Brady Manick.
And how much of that's going to be damaged by every kid
just
putting his name
team,
in the transfer portal and going somewhere else? And I just...
Basketball's not going to be the same. But hey, listen, I'm not going to sit here and whatever. Like, whatever's best for the kids, do it.
Yeah,
that's
but
fine.
I'm just saying
it's not best for the game.
As a fan of the sport, I'm just kind of worried about where college basketball is right now.
It's not
I hope,
the end of the world, but it's not what it was. I mean, I'm not talking about ancient history. I'm not talking about Danny Manning being a senior. Anymore,
right.
I'm talking about, when Kansas won the title, that's getting long ago, but they had guys on the team who were 3- and 4-year guys who no chance they would hang around that long.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun team to watch. And you know what they did? They played against... a North Carolina team had guys, and Memphis was there in the final.
Oh, that
and
Memphis they had team guys. Was completely loaded.
And they had a freshman in Derrick Rose, but they had some guys who had been there. I mean, there's some really good things, and this you're not going to see it anymore, and it's not the end of the world. It's okay. I do want to give you a stat, Stephen. Baylor has never won the Big 12 tournament, okay? So to answer Greg Gurley's question, that's who wants to play this because they would like to get a trophy sometime somewhere. They've never done that. Can you tell me when the last time Baylor outright won a league title? Which it looks like they're going to do. And it'll be a little asterisk because they're not going to play as many games. A league title outright in basketball.
Have they ever?
Yes. I'll give you a hint.
But it wasn't the Big 12.
No, I'll give you a hint. Where did I go to high school?
Truman.
That was the president.
For some reason, I feel like I thought Baylor had some success because I remember them knocking off Kansas in the Big 12 tournament. Missouri won the championship game against Baylor that year.
Baylor has made the conference championship game many times.
Okay,
and they've never won it.
Okay,
and then they haven't won. They won outright the Southwest Conference title in 1948. They shared it in 1949 and 1950. They haven't even shared a conference title since 1950. Yeah, so it's been a bit for them. And they're really good, but they had all they wanted last night, too. I had my the ESPN app. I had the quad screen up. So I was watching four awful basketball games at the same time. It was punishment. My wife's like, what is this? I said, it's just awful. But I got them all up on the quad screen, and then I could drop them off when the games ended.
The Kansas-Texas game was not awful.
No, it wasn't.
The Missouri.
It had some
Missouri
awful moments.
It was terrible.
The Missouri game was unwatchable.
Yeah.
The K-State Oakland game was unwatchable.
I've been pretty good because, honestly, I had no expectations at the start of the season. But then they raised my expectations
they tricked
by beating Oregon, Wichita State, and then Illinois.
And then they beat Alabama. And then when they got to number two,
I was feeling really good. But like these last couple of weeks,
it's right back. I mean, I'll watch them.
Yeah. And everything else. But that, if they don't win another game, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I don't know what they got beat like that last night.
I thought Missouri had figured it out and they were going to be okay. But you know,
well, they were down 13 and they were playing like crap. But then they came back and they were playing well.
And then they didn't score.
And they took the lead. And then, oh, here's the zone, and we're done.
For a while, I thought Oklahoma was going to escape with a win. They were down 7 in the first half or in the second half. Then they scored a few, and then all of a sudden, Mike McGurl was just like on fire, man. It was like senior night, and he was just chucking everything in. I'm like, well, they're not going to win. And then they went down and had plenty of time instead of going down and getting a two and extending the game and whatever. Because I do think if you'd have fouled somebody on K-State, they probably would have gone in the line and missed. But they just went down and chucked a three up, you know.
Look, man, I'll be honest with you. I don't get that mad anymore at Mizzou basketball because, like, the end of the Frank Haith era.
I don't get mad at
anymore.
And
then all of Kim Anderson, that just beat the life out of me. Okay, whatever, man. I'm just going to watch this. They don't make the tournament anymore. But I'm watching the last like 5 minutes of that game, I was furious.
I was very glad to have other things on the TV that I didn't have to watch it until I was watching all of it.
Pissed me off to watch that. And here's the problem. Because you're waiting for Konzo Martin to build all towards this, to get all of his seniors, get all of his ducks in a row, and this is the team. And remember, after they beat Tennessee, and that whenever they have a big win, he's talking about how they were disrespected, and they're as good as any team in the country. Mm-hmm. And then when you're playing for everything, and you're in February heading to March, they are just playing like crap. I'm like, so this is what you've been building up. So then what happens when you lose all the seniors? And he has had the so-so recruiting class come in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
so. Then what? This was supposed to be the big payoff.
There was a bunch of stuff last night running around. I mean, like, is it time to re-up Konzo? Things like that. I mean, I don't know what the right answer is.
Well, Jim Stark's telling people they're ready to talk extension. Like, oh, what are you?
But what's better? I don't know.
And,
I mean, Bruce Weber has certainly saved his job for next year with this last week, winning a couple of games. There's no reason to go fire Bruce Weber at this point.
No.
I don't know what's out there to do this better.
No.
And it, you know, if Lance has his way, Oklahoma will be looking for a coach. But we talk about that all the time. we go every 2 hours on that. Sometimes you're like, you know what? Maybe it's passed Lon by. And then you're like, you know what? They're number 7 in the country, and what? Who are you going to hire? Who?
Right.
What's better? What's out there? You know,
as a famous broadcaster once said, "If not him, then who?
Then who?"
But
there's a lot of not muches out there right now in the coaching.
Yeah.
And it's hard to coach.
I will say the thing that, I guess for me that was tough about the KU game last night was, for most of the season, I haven't gotten upset about losses or anything like that because
you saw that little ray of light.
Yeah, it's like, hey, they're playing better. They got, and I know like what Bill Self said last night is they still are. That doesn't just
they're playing better. And you know what? Yeah. They're going to play Baylor all Baylor wants on Saturday.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Yeah. And so, but it was like one of those things where they actually kind of got me fired up. For the first time this year, I'm actually kind of fired up for the game a little bit. Hey, the team's playing better.
What's the stat? They haven't lost a senior night since like Danny was in college or something.
Is that right?
It's like 1983 or something like that.
Yeah, this is a different senior night, man.
I know it is, but
this is different. There's not going to be anybody there.
There'll be people there.
Well, there'll be a few people there. 2,000 people at Allen Fieldhouse.
Marcus Garrett, and that's it? No, Lightfoot's a senior, right? McCormick's senior. They're loaded with seniors.
Lightfoot's a 45-year-old senior. I don't know how old.
He's only 24, I think.
Yeah, it is, but it's even that. Like, that's sad for those guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I remember I went to senior night last year. It was 16,300 people. It was really cool. Yeah. They won the title. They gave them trophies, and you know, Doke gave a speech. You know, it was pretty cool. And that's not going to be what it's going to be this year.
Yeah,
but whatever. We're going to have some fans of the Big 12. You're going to have some NCAA tournament. We didn't have any of that crap last year. Didn't get no NCAA tournament.
I like how you just called it crap.
We didn't get it.
Thank you very Todd, thank you very much for giving us your thoughts on everything that happened. We appreciate it.
Oklahoma's got more losses coming. Kansas finishes second. Boom. Set it right here.
Play him out. Oh, Boomer Sooner. Play him out. You played him in, now play him out. We'll go to break. There we go. That's the way. And Gary was actually upset this morning. Well, he's
Gary,
upset
Gary
over
didn't
basketball
know there was
loss.
A game.
Do you think he knew, Nate, or do you think he just found out when I told him?
I think that's why he got so sour, because he didn't know, and then you're like, you broke some bad news to him. He wasn't ready for it.
What?
Rudy's like, will you please effing break? Please, for the love of sweet Jesus, we'll do it. Back after this on WHP.